8:37, sunny, beautiful, gorgeous. Fill in the blank here. It's just a great one. You love fall. 43 degrees on our way to 70. Enjoy this a lot. Later, like say by Friday, the high will be 57. Friday and Saturday, 57, 58 degrees. Then Sunday, back up to at least 64. But today, 70, which is all good. Well, here's something not so good, maybe. A new survey finds that most Americans are not aware of a new COVID vaccine booster and that it could provide added protection going into the cold and flu season. Let's check that out with our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne. Good morning again, Marie.
And good morning again, Paul. The survey was done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, and it found that most Americans are only vaguely aware of this new booster shot for COVID-19 and that it's available and that they're eligible to get it to protect against Omicron subvariants as of the virus. As Drew Altman, who's the president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, put it, quote, America is not rushing out to get the new booster. Specifically, the survey found that about half of the adults say that they've heard a lot or some about the new shots, and about a third of all adults say they've already gotten a new booster dose or intend to get one, just about a third. Older adults, though, those are the ones who are at serious risk for complications of coronavirus, say they do intend to get the vaccine, according to the survey. About half of the adults 65 and older say they've either gotten the bivalent booster or intend to get it as soon as possible. Now, this is not a matter of people ignoring or not trusting the new vaccine. In significant numbers, people say they don't know they're eligible for the booster dose. And here's something interesting, too, to think about. A quote from Jennifer Nuzzo. She's the director of the Pandemic Center at Brown University. She says, quote, in people's minds, perhaps, is the idea that this COVID thing is such a freak of nature, a once-in-a-century crisis, and we're good for the next 99 years. But experts are warning, because of global travel, it's up. And as the growing proximity of animals to people is up, the threat of a spread of another unknown virus is on a rise. And, Paul, I know how you love to worry about things, so let me give you something to chew on. From 2012 to 2022, for example, Africa saw a 63% increase in outbreaks of pathogens that jumped from animals to people. That's compared to the period from 2001 to 2011. So, something to think about as we, as humans, take over more areas that were once completely inhabited by animals.
Well, and as we become more and more inhabited by illegal immigrants, bringing diseases into this country as well as drugs, unabated and without check, we have to worry about a lot of different things. But I am a little bit surprised, and of course you always have to look at the study and who's doing it. Kaiser, you were saying, involved with this. I think a lot of people know there's another booster. And I think a lot of people are just kind of up to here with COVID-19 vaccinations. It's kind of COVID-19 vaccination overload or COVID-19 vaccination fatigue.
Yeah, vaccination fatigue or booster overload. Oh, I think there's a lot of that. If you just generally talk to your friends, hear what they have to say. A lot of people say, gosh, I don't know. I don't know. I've had my second. I've had my third. How many more do I need?
I've heard a number of people say that. And I've heard a number of people. I've actually never heard when I've asked, and I can't judge it based on who I hang out with, but I see a lot of different people going around doing what I'm doing. And if the conversation comes up, I've never had anyone say, oh, there's a new booster. But I've had a million people, I might be exaggerating, but I've had a lot of people say, oh, you know what? I'm going to pass on this one. I got the first two, and then I got the booster, and then there were two other boosters, and or however many boosters there's been. And I've had more people say, you know what? I'm going to wait on this one. And why not? We keep hearing about some of the complications that we never heard about before we first started getting the shots. They just started coming out, unfortunately, long after we got the shots. Some of the heart issues for younger people and any number of other things where the best we knew was we didn't know. We didn't know what we didn't know the complications might be. Now there's been a lot of little bits and pieces of news that has dribbled out regarding some complications and issues. And so I honestly can't help that some people are saying, you know what, I'm stepping back on this. I'm going to take a pass right now. And I'm not here to judge that they're right or wrong. I can't blame them, though, because let's face it, early on we were told that this was the almighty savior, the first vaccinations. And then we were told, well, actually, what it really meant, it didn't really mean you wouldn't get COVID. It just meant you shouldn't go into the hospital from COVID. And then it was, what it really means is you shouldn't die from COVID if you've had these shots. But then, of course, there are always exceptions to the rule, and we stand back and go, what are we to believe? Marie?
There's a lot there to unpack, as they say, Paul.
The silence speaks volumes. But I'm just saying what I've seen and what I've experienced in talking to people. I can't blame people who are deciding not to do it at this point.
There certainly are a lot of people who, and I have also had people say, I don't know, have I had that yet? Or what is, you know, there's some of that out there.
This?
Yeah, which one is this? There's a lot of, it, which one is this? That's for sure.
And that's a problem. But we'll get through all of this. It's just, it's at the very least annoying and could be very dangerous without people further understanding what exactly is going on, what exactly they've had, and what exactly is still available. And we have to believe these people at one point or another, even though they're the people who are creating the vaccinations and the boosters, and as we've now heard, are making lots of money off of them. It's 844 WJR.